Welcome to Lanyap, the program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Sheila K. Downauer from Ouachita Green. Sheila K., welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us today here on Lanyap. Now, Ouachita Green is all about the environment and doing good stuff. One of the big problems we have, though, is people have lots of household hazardous waste.
Yeah, it's spring cleaning time, and you're going to be cleaning it anyway. Why don't you go ahead and get out any sharps, any medicines, any old paint, any pesticides, and bring them over to the Ike Hamilton Expo Center. It's going to be Saturday, March 14th from 9 until 1. So bring all that. You don't even have to get it out of your car. Load it up in the back of your car or on a trailer, and we have volunteers that come to you, pick it up, and take it where it needs to be.
You know, I'm bad about, I'll paint something, and then I'll have like a half gallon of latex paint left. If you leave that stuff out and it gets cold and it freezes, it's not ever going to work right again.
Yeah.
I got some paint I know I need to bring you. I got some bug spray I need to bring you that's old. I think I might have some Roundup out there that's set out all winter long, too.
Hand sanitizer from COVID.
Oh, I got plenty of hand sanitizer from COVID. I got jugs of that stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking household hazardous waste. What about things like furniture? I had a washing machine that was leaking. Things like that they're big and bulky, and you guys will take those, right?
Yes, we will. You know, because of the ice storm, there were a lot of people whose appliances, when it came back on, didn't work right anymore. And so we're taking freezers and refrigerators and stoves and washing machines and dryers and things like that. You load it up, get it there, and we will take care of it. This helps stop illegal dumping. One of the things that the thing that we take most is paint. And of course, it's not any good anymore. So bring it to us. Let us properly dispose of it. You can dispose of it at home if it's solid, like mix it in with some kitty litter, and then you can put it in your regular trash. But bring it over there. That's the number one thing we take. Or the number two thing that we have is all of the electronics. How many computers, mouse, keyboards, cell phones, those types of things? That's the number two thing that you know, most people are looking for. And then, of course, tires. We take regular passenger tires without the rims. And we also do lots of recycling. So there's a whole list of things that we can take and help you get rid of safely. And it's good for our environment. We'll take your medicines. A lot of people are diabetics and have to use needles. We will take your sharps containers in proper, you know, plastic.
The event coming up on Saturday, March the 14th, 9 to 1. You guys have like, it's like an army. You drive up and they just tell you where to go. They're like, oh, you got a TV, go over there. You got one of those, go over there. Mm-hmm. And you need a lot of volunteers, though, to pull this event off.
Yeah, it's a great event, but volunteers make it happen. So if you're interested in volunteering, we have three different time slots. Go to ouachitagreen.org and go to volunteer and let us know you're coming so we can depend on you and make this move as smoothly as possible. It's a huge event. It's good for our economy because, you know, illegal dumping is a real problem, and that keeps a lot of businesses from coming here. It's good for our health. It's good for us. Nobody likes to be where it's dirty. Nobody wants to raise a family in filth. And so it changes our attitude. It makes us feel good when things look good. So those are lots of reasons to do it. And real quick, I want to thank our sponsors, Humana Healthy Living of Louisiana, Advancion, Ouachita Parish Police Jury. We have the City of West Monroe. These are some of our sponsors. And so you're going to see lots of people giving lots of things. Make sure you stop by and say thank you.
I'm going to kind of run down the list real quick. All right. Aerosol cans, antifreeze. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got car chemicals laying around. Batteries, bulbs, cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of Amazon packages every week. Cardboard. Cell phones, clothing, computers, cooking oil, dishwashers, dryers, fire extinguishers, freezers, Freon, furniture, glass bottles and jars.
Yeah, your jelly jars, we will take those and they grind them down and they use them for sandbags. And on the coast of Louisiana, they actually use them for beaches and coastal restoration.
Household chemicals, helium tanks. You won't see a lot of mercury around, but if you have mercury, monitors, motor oil, paint, pesticides, paper. Yeah. You're going to have the shredding guys out there, right?
Yeah, Washita Valley Federal Credit Union will actually let you shred up to 3 big bundles of papers, so you can bring that. We also have, if you have old papers around that you don't need shredding, we will also take that and recycle that as well.
All right, let's see. Pesticides, plastics, number mm-hmm. 1 and 2, so
yes.
That's the plastic bottles.
Yes.
Pool chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people gave up on their pool and pool chemicals. Prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got an old printer that doesn't work.
At least one.
At least one. Propane tanks, like mm-hmm. the barbecue kind.
Which is really important right now after the storm. There's a lot of people like, okay, now what do I do with this?
Scrap metal gets mm-hmm. chopped up and used again.
Yeah, it does. If you have an old swing set or old tire rim, things like that, we'll take that.
Smoke detectors. Didn't think about that one.
Yeah, we haven't taken those in the past, but we are this year.
Let's see. All right. We were talking about paint, mm-hmm. all those wood stains,
mm-hmm.
TV stoves, varnishes, washing machines, waterproof sealants.
Yeah.
All right, that's all the stuff you can bring. You can bring up to 5 tires. No rims, and you can bring 3 boxes of stuff to shred.
Yeah.
All right. What about the stuff I'm not supposed to bring?
Explosive. These are things you probably, hopefully, don't have at your house anyway. Radioactive material. Please don't bring that.
Okay. Ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
Compressed gas cylinders. Explosives. Don't bring any mattresses.
Yeah, that's very important. But we are asking if you have good, gently used furniture or clothing, you can bring that because we will pass that along to folks here in our area who need it.
All right, plumbing fixtures, pool liners, the radioactive stuff, mm-hmm. styrofoam, and old water hoses. Don't bring your own water hoses.
No, we can't do anything with those.
All right, that's all the stuff not to do. Saturday, March the 14th, though, get in your car and you come. And you got one other thing we need to talk about in our last 30 seconds. You've got a big golf tournament coming up on the 30th.
We do. It's at Calvert Crossing. So if you have a team, if you'd like to sponsor, show up or give me a call at Washita Green, 318-355-5622.
Sheila K. Downauer, WashitaGreen.org. That'll tell you about the events. You can find the instructions for Household Hazardous Waste Day coming up Saturday, March 14th, 9 to 1 at the Ike Hamilton Expo Center.